Day 256, or September the 13th. Get God's Word right. Our thoughts today come from Jonah chapter 3, verse 10. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. Another big picture surrounding this verse. Jonah eventually escapes from the fish's stomach and God calls him again. This time he responds positively and travels to Nineveh, which is near Mosul in north Iraq. The actual tale is called Nabi Yunus, meaning Prophet Jonah. Here he preaches to the whole city and everyone turns to God. Chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. But Jonah is furious that God forgives them, and the book closes with him leaving the city like a spoilt child. And now today's action step. Our verse today is a reminder that our God is a forgiving God, and I feel sure we're all grateful for that. However, when we read this from Jonah's perspective, it has a different message altogether. Remember, Jonah is a prophet, and when a prophet's pronouncement is wrong, it has very serious consequences. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 20 tells us, "But any prophet who falsely claims to speak in my name, or who speaks in the name of another god, must die." In other words, Jonah feared for his life, because what he had told the Ninevites didn't come to be, so couldn't be from God. It's a sobering reminder for you and me too to be very careful about speaking on behalf of God. All preachers should be careful that what they say is from the Bible actually is and is quoted accurately. All of us must be sure that all that we say is in the Bible really is. We have a responsibility to reflect God and his gospel accurately. Our opinions may be interesting, but ultimately all that matters is God's opinion. We recommend all our teaching team at Walk Through the Bible to regularly check that what they teach is truly biblical and not just their own interpretation. Jonah thought he'd got it right, but he got it wrong. Don't let the same thing happen to you. Be sure you always quote God's word accurately.